Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Jen A. I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado. Thank you, God, for saving a girl like me. So today is Wednesday, March 26, 2025. It's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today we're reading from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter titled Into Action. We're on page 86 on that first paragraph. It begins with, when we retire at night, and we're reading through that one paragraph ending with what corrective measures should be taken. We're going to comment on that one paragraph today. Today's readers, we have Team Wednesday, 12 Steps, Charlotte W., 12 Traditions, Karen W. Reader of the text is Vanessa G. Our closing reader today is Lynn S., and Jessica C. is backing us up. Our newcomer greeter is Bonnie B., and second hour moderator today will be Colleen M. The reference numbers for yesterday's meeting, which was Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, are the following. The 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 22,283. That's 22283. And then the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting was 22,284. That's 22284. Well, here's the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members, and we are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, message of recovery through the 12 steps through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. So here's the sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose. That's to carry the message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. And here at A Vision for Your Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of OA. I will now ask Charlotte W. to begin reading the 12 steps.
Okay, good morning, and I thank you for allowing me to serve today. The 12 steps. One, we admit it, we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to, glasses fell off. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so much for allowing me to be of service this month. God bless.
Appreciate you, Charlotte. Thanks so much. And I'll now ask Karen W. to the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Karen W. from Katy, Texas, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise with problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for allowing me to be of service and I pass.
Thank you so much, Karen W. All right, this is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're going to read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we're going to stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no absence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. So to share, you're going to press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. So today we're resuming our study. We're in the chapter Into Action on page 86, that first paragraph, beginning with when we retire at night through one paragraph, ending with what corrective measures should be taken, and we're going to comment on that one paragraph only. I will now ask the lovely Vanessa G. to begin reading. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning, everyone. This is Vanessa G., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. This is page 86, the first paragraph. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Or were we thinking about what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. This paragraph is so instructive, so specific. Answering these questions at night have become sort of the bookend to my day, along with my bookend in the morning of prayer and meditation and self-examination. I have to admit, I've been in another program for a long time, and my nightly review consisted of a quick prayer and sort of a quick little memory, I think. And I never did take the time to either write it out or even do much more than just, you know, hit my knees and then get into bed and fall asleep. And when I came to vision, one of the best things that happened to me was that my sponsor suggested that I get a partner to do this. And I still remember the first woman that I partnered with in order to do this on a regular basis. And she was going through the death of her husband. And listening to her do her review and then doing my own, but especially sharing reviews during the midst of that, this tragedy in her life and her ongoing faith and being able to actually be inspired by her faith and her ability to keep working a program no matter what was one of the biggest gifts that I've ever received. And I've done that ever since. It's coming up on 3 years now that I've been partnering with somebody at night to do this. The Big Book doesn't say that we need to do that, but especially it's wonderful for when we have to answer that question, have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once. There's someone right there. And I love, you know, having this way to finish my evening, finish my night. I have found that I sleep so much better and wake up in such a, you know, a better frame of mind. And I just have to tell you, there's a paragraph, and I'm going to read it to you from the AA 12 and 12. And I think it describes the nightly review perfectly. It says, there is a direct linkage among self-examination, meditation, and prayer. Taken separately, these practices can bring much relief and benefit. But when they are logically related and interwoven, the result is an unshakable foundation for life. Now and then, we may be granted a glimpse of that ultimate reality, which is God's kingdom, and we will be comforted and assured that in our own destiny, that our own destiny in that realm will be secure for so long as we try, however falteringly, to find and do the will of our own Creator. And finishing my night was saying to myself, I mean, and to my God, just asking, you know, God, please grant me peaceful sleep tonight, knowing that you're with me. May my dreams be inspired by you, so that I will know how I can better serve you tomorrow. Please grace me with the humility and the strength to do your will always. Your will and mine be one. Amen. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa G., for getting us kicked off. We do value everyone who's here on the line with us today. And in this meeting, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. It's always nice to share the air. So who would like to share on what was read today? Please give me your first name, first initial,
Katie,
your last name, and state you're calling from. That's
sorry.
Okay. No
Jadine,
worries.
Georgia.
Robin,
Katie
Peter,
from Boston.
Yeah.
Let me hold on just a second.
Reba
I
P.
heard Katie, and then I heard, hold on just a second. I got to write some names on here. Okay, so this is who I heard. So I had to write it down before I blanked it out. Katie, Rick, Robin, Reva, who else was out there?
Rick,
I think I got you, Rick, and I got Robin from Costa Rica. Who else?
Lynn S.
Lynn S. And somebody with a D. Who was that?
Trisha D.
Thank you, Trisha.
And Vasa O.
Vasa.
Nicole S.
And Nicole S. Got you, Nicole. Good to hear you. Okay. All right. Let's start with that. CDG, Rick, Robin, Reva, Lynn, Trisha, Vasa, and Nicole. All right. Let's get started. KDG, go right ahead.
Hey, John. Sorry for stepping all over you. KDG, recovered in Boston. I know these words so well. I had to, like, read it and ask God for a new experience. What I do isn't necessarily what the book says, but I do find that the book does say that we find a solitary self-appraisal insufficient. So I do use a nightly review partner. I am looking for spiritual consideration on how to do things differently. Okay, sweetheart. So for me, the main problem of my disease is in my mind, right? And so I have to learn how to delineate what is the voice of the disease versus what is the voice of God. Problem with the voice of the disease is it speaks in my own language with my own intonation, and it sounds like me. And if I'm not careful, if I'm not using this constant flow of step 10 into step 11, I'm going to get in trouble. I got really confused when I saw this. I thought step 10 was the only inventory step, but this is step 11, and we are asked to do a nightly review. So I can just share what I do with you. So I answer all these questions. I write them out. This is not a checklist for me. I know that there are a lot of people who feel real good checking the answers off. That's not me. I kind of see this as a summary of my day. So, for example, where was I resentful? So if I did a step 10, I kind of summarize what was the step 10 and what did I learn? Selfish, and that has to do with the step 10, but that also has to do with other selfish actions. Was I dishonest, the lies I'm telling myself? But also, you know, cash register honesty and afraid. It is super helpful. I acknowledge when I owe an apology, like to my husband or my kids. I love this one. Have I kept something to myself that should be discussed with another person at once? Lying is going to block me from God. So it is really important that I ask myself every day, where am I being dishonest? Was I kind and loving towards all? It was pointed out to me that this question is not, was I kind and loving? This question is, was I kind and loving toward all? And for me, that answer is never yes, because I have a disease of negative thinking. And so I can get on the line in the morning and I can hear all of you and I can start judging, you know, and my judging mind is not the voice of God. I do write out in these last 15 seconds, I do write out how I helped others. And most importantly, God, what can I do differently tomorrow? So if you're not doing this, I lovingly encourage you to do it. It has changed my life and helped me get more in line with God. And with that, I pass.
Perfect timing. Thanks, Katie. Up next, we have Rick J. Hi, Rick.
Oh, good morning, Jen. Thanks so much for your service. It's really good to be here. I'm Rick J. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina. Full disclosure, I do this nightly review in the morning a lot. Because I don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes I just have a better lens, you know, of what went on when I step away from just a little bit, and then, you know, then I continue on, right? But the most important thing is that I do this this review. I mean, so if I'm working step 11 the way it's outlined in the book, I'm pretty much automatically doing step 10, right? And you know, as we go on, you know, we see more about where we're, you know, we do this nightly inventory. And I got up at 3:30 this morning because I couldn't sleep, and I realized that I needed to go into prayer and meditation mode. And I was reading, you know, in the big book and in, you know, in the 12 and 12 on 10 and 11. You know, my wife lost her job yesterday after 25 years. And, you know, after my daughter's recent experience, and just so many things are hitting. And, you know, but the beautiful part about this is, you know, these spiritual tools, these actions that we do, it's, you know, it provides me serenity in the storm. It's not about serenity from the storm. I can do these actions. It's about release and connection. I have to release the things that are blocking me, and I have to connect to the power that's transforming me. I cannot do this on my own. And I do share my nightly review with others, you know, and I write out, you know, what, you know, it becomes more clear to me when I do a description, and sometimes I've had to edit, you know, that's way too much. And I can, you know, get it back down to where, you know, the general idea, because I want them to know. I want them to know what is going on with me. I need that. I need that, that connection, you know, from another human being. And, you know, that, that same vulnerability and humility, you know, when I am putting myself out there, which opens this, you know, conduit for connection. So yeah, release the things that are blocking me and connect in strength. So yeah, there is a direct linkage, you know, and yeah, it's that direct linkage between self-examination, meditation, and prayer. You know, for me, that is the release and connect. And I love it that I can do this anytime, you know, and pausing throughout the day, you know, is a combination with, you know, with a little spot check inventory. I'm looking at what's going on, you know. It's like if I see the brake lights of traffic up ahead, everybody's brake lights are going on, and I'm in cruise control going, you know, 70 miles an hour, I'm not going to continue on until I slam into the back of the car. I immediately stop my speed. I start slowing down. I put on the brake. I'm like, whoa, I do not have to slam into somebody with my negative human emotions building up. I can sense that disturbance and I can pause. But I love it that I can do a step 10 with my higher power. And that for me is this nightly review. And I'm so glad to be here on the road with all of you. Got a pass.
Thanks, Rick J. We're here with you, buddy. All right, up next, that was Rick J. from North Carolina. Now we have Robin P. from Costa Rica. Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Hey, Jen. Thank you so much for your service. I am Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I am so grateful for this nightly review. It has just been such a blessing. And I texted to my sponsor, and I think I've missed one day, you know, in several years. And I'm so grateful. And sometimes it's very, very hot and humid here in where we are in Costa Rica. And sometimes I just fall asleep right after dinner. And so I do it in the morning. And but it's just such a blessing for me. And I just love that it catches things sometimes that I thought, oh, that's not a big deal. And then I look at it and I go, oh, wow, that's still a little bit in my craw, you know. And it's such a gift. I texted to my sponsor. I'm so grateful for her. She always sends me so much love. And I feel it. And it's such a gift from God. You know, she just sends me the nicest text every time, and just such gift. You know, I had a tooth pulled and a little bridge made 2 days ago, and I think the dentist said there was an infection up there, and then it just kind of is leaving my body, but it's, you know, I felt like I had the flu, and you know what, God's got me, and it's just fear. I just think, oh my gosh, I've got an infection. Yeah, and it's just give it to God. I'm doing fine. She says I'm doing great. I just get to trust God, clean house, help others, and just stay on my right path with God. And, you know, I do 10 steps during the day as well, but the nightly review is such a gift because I know that God's got me. And it's also, I do send to my sponsor, but it's also with me and God. Sorry, there's a loud bird. And it gives me a chance to reflect with God. And that's why I believe that they call it an 11th step. And, you know, I feel like we have so much going on here and, you know, still doing our best to find a home for the dogs we've been fostering and haven't found it yet. And, still working on our plans. And I just get to keep trusting God in every moment and staying in this moment. In this moment, all is well. And I think that's, you know, why they call it the present. It's a gift. So I just get to keep practicing that. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day, and I pass.
Thanks, Robin P., for bringing the jungle of Costa Rica to our meeting this morning. That was kind of cool. All right, up next we have Miss Reva P. Reva, calling from Canada this morning. Good morning.
Yes, I am. Good morning. This is Reva P., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Toronto. You know, when I first came into program, I remember hearing at a meeting somebody sharing about this step and the concept of being able to reflect on my day or write something, and then the day was over. And I didn't have to go to bed thinking about things, analyzing things, figuring out, like, I could do something formal and wrap up the day. It was so attractive. So I started doing what I now know as a step 11, probably in the wrong order. But, you know, over time, I've definitely been educated on what this means and what these sentences really refer to. And I also have to say, I find it so wonderful that this whole step 11 starts with when we retire at night. Because for me, nights were the hardest, nights were the craziest, most awful binge times. And everything was always about in the morning, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And this is like right now, before you go to bed, no tomorrow. And it assumes, even if I've been doing step 10s throughout the day, you know, the walk around step, I love the fact that this is like my safety net, because it starts off with the same questions as similar to like 4 through 9. So if there was anything that I missed, I get to catch it. And this whole interplay of inventory, self-reflection, self-inventory, like really reflecting on the day. How was that? You know, did you hold God's hand all day long, Reva, or did you let go and run off on your own? And how many messes did you make? And very pointed, simple questions. I also love the fact that it's constructive, and I look at corrective measures. This is not a beat myself up opportunity. This is all about positive. What can I do better? Because it reminds me in the paragraphs before, either I'm going forwards or I'm going backwards. There's always two choices here. God is or he isn't. I'm going forwards or I'm sliding back. And this is the way I grow, by constant self-examination, reflection. What can I do better? And no, it's not about ticking them off. It's really, how can I improve? How can I take God with me in all the minutia of my day? So I just think this is such a gift that we get to do this. And yeah, I do it every evening. Even when my kids were tiny, no matter how late it was, there's nothing like doing this and then being able to go to sleep. So with that, I pass.
Thanks so much, Reva P. Appreciate having your share today. All right, up next, we're going to turn to Lynn S. Lynn S., more Canada. Here we come.
Good morning, Jen.
This is...
Sorry, was it not you, Lynn, that I heard? Was it someone else?
No, it was Lynn S., I think.
Oh, excuse me. This is Liz S., and I thought you heard me instead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Liz, I'll add you. I'll put you right down at the bottom. So sorry about that. I had Lynn S. followed by Trisha D. But, Liz, I'll put you in three more people, if that's okay. All right. Lynn S., go right ahead.
And good morning, Vision. This is Lynn S., recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Excuse me. For the first 34 years or so in program, I didn't have time for this. I'm tired at night. I'll do it in the morning, you know, throw it into on awakening. But, you know, that's how I'll do it. That's what works for me, don't you know? And then a couple of years ago, I had a 6-day relapse, and coming out of that relapse, I heard things on the line I'd never heard before. And the strongest thing I think I heard was about the connection with God and how that is, I heard it in a whole new way. The scales fell from my eyes. And I realized that the connection that I had with God, I mean, we levitated, we were best buds and all that stuff. But it wasn't the spiritual alignment that I needed that would take me from the gates of hell and bring me into a life far better than I could have ever imagined. And I heard that over and over again in the early days of coming out of relapse about, you know, people wanting to take other people's hand and put it in the hand of God. And I heard a speaker, one of our local Toronto people actually doing a special edition, and they talked about these pages. And a whole new world opened up for me. I couldn't believe it. It's like I'd never heard these words before. And I thought, I start every morning with God. Why wouldn't I want to surrender the evening to God, surrender my day? Why wouldn't I want to do the same thing? Sit here with my candles lit and to be not just, okay, wow, I just got off the meeting now, you know, and 9:30, now I'm going to do this, but to wind down, to get settled, to get quiet with God, just like I do in the morning. And now I do that, and I've done that ever since June 2023, every single night, because I love it. I get quiet. I go to God, I surrender my day, I write out these questions. I do it in a contemplative prayer mode because it's connecting with God again. You know, everything that I pooed for the first 34 years, I now do-dood, and I do it happily. So grateful that the scales fell from my eyes, my ears opened, and I read what it says in black and white in the book, and I do it. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lynette from Canada. Next up, we have Tricia D, followed by Vasa O. Before you get started, Tricia, let me just tell folks where we're at. We're on page number 86 in the Action of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in that first paragraph. Starting when we retire at night through one paragraph, ending with what corrective measures should be taken. All right. Take it away, Tricia.
All right. Good morning, Jen. Thank you for your service today. I love that this paragraph, it starts out with the paragraph prior to that. So step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. And this, you know, I had to ask myself, this was a great exercise for me in knowing that I wanted to share on this paragraph today, because I asked myself, why? Why do I want to do my nightly inventory? It was a good reminder that why am I doing this? And it was part of our design for living, but mainly for me to make it more personal. Am I going deeper, you know, in my prayer life? You know, am I, you know, just making this a rote routine at night, or is it a prayer? And so this was a wake-up call for me. It is part of the steps, part of our program of action, and this is for people who do it. But also I think about the nightly review. I guess it's been so many beautiful shares. It's, you know, turning my eyes upward now. At the end of the day, this beautiful gift I've been given, all these blessings of my day, it causes me to stop and pause for a moment and just see my part. You know, it's like it's been shared, a daily cleaning, you know, and also thanking God for the gratitude and how was I able to help other people? Because, you know, we're never happy in life unless we are helping others. But another thing of why I do this is my honesty. It keeps me in check because I can so easily put blinders on and say, am I really honest or not? It's just a wake-up call for me. But the most important reason for doing my nightly review is because I want to do it. I just feel like it's like I can't go to bed at night. It's like brushing your teeth. You have to, it's a closure of your day. It's I want to and not that I need to attitude. That's growth on my part. And it's part of my gratefulness to make the day not a means to an end, but living in the moment. But most important thing that I love the last line in this paragraph, it says, did I ask God's forgiveness and what corrective measures should be taken? Whoa, that was a good reminder for me. Am I asking God's forgiveness where I have missed the mark, where I have been dishonest or self-seeking or selfish? Or do I owe an apology? It's been 5 years now for me, and every night I do my nightly review, and I send it to my sponsor with my food plan. And it's just, I just ask, you know, and just those on the line listening, you know, just I challenge you as I challenge myself to do the same. And I also, besides sending it to my sponsor, my past sponsees over the year, I send them, they send me their nightly review, and I also send them mine. And I think that is just, I love that connection. It's been, someone mentioned earlier, release and connection, because it is, it's a way to us all to stay bonded. Thank you. Stay bonded together. So thank you for my chance to share, and I will pass.
Tricia, where are you calling from today?
Oh, sorry. Tricia D., compulsive eater from Georgia, outside Athens, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your share today.
You're welcome.
That way people can find you on the members list. All
okay,
right.
Thanks.
Up next, we're going to have, you're welcome. Up next, we're going to have Vasa O followed by Nicole S. Good morning, Vasa.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Jen, for your service. I am Vasa, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm calling from Port Charlotte, Florida. And thank you, everybody, for shares. And I just love going from one paragraph to another. It's amazing. I get overwhelmed when people read one or two or three pages and then they try to share. So I love coming to the vision for you. That's another reason we can dissect one paragraph and be there for the whole day, you know. But anyways, yes, this is step 10, 11, and the nightly review, where was resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid. And I was, believe me, somebody is unmuted. Press star 1 to mute, please. Thank you. And, I was full of this before I came to the program, you know. And I found a higher power. I found the steps. And my life did not start getting better till I was ready and willing to surrender with the food addiction, number one, you know. And then gradually I started surrendering with everything. And my night review starts from the morning when I get up, you know, when I say my prayers and I ask God to do his will, not mine. And to be honest and truthful, you know, about my day, how am I going? So for me, cleaning up is from the morning till I come at nighttime. And my sponsor cannot be with me 24 hours a day and night to see what I'm doing. Most of the time, I go over my sponsor with something difficult that I'm going through. And I usually run to God in the, you know, during the day. You know, I ask God to forgive me for my whatever my sin is, and I also ask God to forgive others for what they don't know what they're not doing, but they don't know what they're doing, like I did not know before I came to the programs. And you know, I love going to bed at nighttime. Before I used to be, I should have done this, I should have done that. I was never enough. I never did enough. Today, I am enough and I do enough. Thank you, God, that I recognize, you know, my weaknesses and my strengths and weaknesses. And I used to have really, really bad dreams. You know, when I was into the food addiction, I had these dark, gray dreams. They were horrible, you know, running away from or getting stuck. You know, somebody's trying to hurt me. They're awful. And my dreams transformed from dark and gloomy to beautiful dreams that I started getting. And all my dreams are in color. And, you know, the colors, I can see the flowers. Thank you. I'll wrap it up. I can see the flowers. I can see the ocean. I can see the nature. And I'm so grateful to what I'm doing. Thank you for letting me share my past.
Thank you so much, Vasa O from Florida. Up next, we have Nicole S., followed by Liz S. Go ahead, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Nicole S. I'm recovered in Colorado. Thank you so much for your service this morning, Jen. And I just love this paragraph and just such wonderful questions that are really taking, you know, like it says, it's a constructive look at my day. And, you know, they're really, really just pointed questions, keep me on my side of the street. And I, you know, it looks at, you know, the good and not only the bad. And I tend to just like, you know, I have usually my to-do list for the day. And usually it's way too long. and I can look at, like, all I look at is what I didn't get done. And a lot of times in my review, it helps me to look at, no, this is what I did, you know, did get done for the day. This was good, you know. And where it says, not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. And I can so easily drift into that and just look at, oh, this is where I failed. This is what I did bad. And this is, you know, helping me to remember it's a constructive review. This is for my growth. And if I'm into that worry, remorse, morbid reflection, it's not constructive, and I'm not going to grow, and I'm not going to let God, you know, lead me to better things. And then the last one that I love is, you know, ask God's forgiveness, inquire what corrective measures should be taken. And this is so important for me to do in my nightly review. And I do send mine to my sponsor. It just helps me to write it out. And writing is a strong thing for me to help me to remember. And it sinks into my brain better. And then to have that accountability so I just remember to do it. And I end mine with a prayer that I write out, just asking God for forgiveness. And a lot of it is just thanking him and in gratitude. And when I really can be in that place of prayer and asking God, what can I do better? And then I have to remember that, okay, I can't do this on my own. So God, help me tomorrow to do better in this, you know, and help me to stay out of my self-will. And with your help and with your strength to do better. And so this is just a wonderful, this has really transformed my life, this step. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Nicole. Good to hear you this morning. All right, Liz S., are you still with us? Can you share? Thank you so much for your patience. Where are you calling from today?
Not at all. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. And
all
I just wanted to apologize. Okay, I just wanted to apologize for stepping on her toes. I didn't mean to do that. Recovered compulsive eater. I am reminded of the Wizard of Oz when I read this paragraph. I grew up in a family that didn't have many resources in the 1950s, and we had a black and white TV, and every year we watched The Wizard of Oz on black and white TV. It wasn't until I went to a friend's house and they had it in color that I realized that, oh my gosh, you go to Oz and it's in color. This is what this paragraph has done for me. It has given me color in my life. It has reminded me of all the things that I have done during the day. In my professional life, I had to bill out my time, and they always said bill it out at the, you know, when you're doing the work, as soon as you finish the work, do it. I figured that's kind of the way it is for me at night. You know, it's the same day, and I still have some of my memory of what I had done left. If I wait till the morning, a lot of it has dissipated. But so I write this out, and I write and I answer all of the questions, and I answer them to the best of my ability. And sometimes I do lapse into worry or remorse or morbid reflection, but then I pull myself out of it again. with God's help. With God's help. This vision's meeting has been like stepping into color for me. It has been showing me the path, just like the yellow brick road. And it has been holding my hand. I really, really appreciate this meeting. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Liz S. Glad we got you on this morning. Liz S. from Oregon. All right, we still have some time. We're on page 86. Into action, Nancy P. Anyone else like to share this morning?
Ann M., North Carolina.
Ann M.
Roz G., if you have time.
In the UK.
Somebody in the UK, who was it?
Liz E.
Oh, hey, Liz. All right. Let's see what we
can do.
I don't know that we'll have any more time, so I'm just going to take those four names. I got Nancy, Ann, Roz, and Liz. Go for it, Nancy. Let's see how many people we can get in.
Hey, good morning, Jen. Good morning, everybody. Nancy P., recovered in West Newton, Massachusetts. So I was thinking about this, and this is like a nightly inventory, which I do at night in writing every single night. The only reason I don't do it is I've had a couple of surgeries over the past 7 years, and I've been sedated. So those are my only excuses. I'm not allowed to forget, and I am not allowed to do it in the morning. Because if I do it in the morning, then it'll become the afternoon, and then it'll become never. So I'm pretty careful about that. And, you know, this is my own sponsor told me this. In the book, it says, you know, we want to achieve an ideal. You know, they're saying in the book, they say, well, you know, we want to achieve an ideal of not offending anybody, and that we want to talk about all these things, spiritual and physical and emotional and mental and all that. And that means we're going to have to talk about God. And my sponsor told me to write down my ideals. Like, so I did. What kind of a wife do I want to be? What kind of a mother of a daughter? What kind of a mother of a son? What kind of a friend, a neighbor, a customer, you know, a member of the community and all that. So I wrote all those things down. And this nightly inventory for me is, how did I measure up to my own ideals that I wrote based on what I want? Same as choosing, you know, something to take care of me. I dislike the word God. Everybody knows that. I'm agnostic. But I wrote an ideal about what kind of a person I want to be. I chose what I wanted that I could live with for, you know, something that was going to take care of me and keep me safe. So I did all that. And so at night, when I write this down, it's, it's a measure. And like scales, you know, I put down ideal of a wife, and what did I do? And, you know, was I resentful, you know, self-seeking, selfish, afraid, all that. And what happened to me, now I've done this every night for over 7 years without fail, except for the exceptions that I mentioned. And, you know, it's been, everybody said, it's been a game changer. It has been a game changer, but it's also left room for, like, you know, oil on a squeaky wheel and a little tightening of a bolt here and there. And, what's happened is it's allowed me to implement all the things that it promises me in the previous steps about feeling like I've shed all my, not all, I still do get afraid sometimes, but I'm not as afraid. And my feelings don't own me anymore. They don't dictate what I say and do. And, you know, I get more done. I'm more productive. I don't waste time on foolish decisions and anger and all that stuff, you know. But I get these little tiny reminders. Now, I take the 705 train, and I had to get in. I had to come this morning. Wait a second. I'm just going to go into another room while I have this little tiny conversation. I had to get in early this morning because I got stuff to do at work, and I ended up getting up really early, blah, 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 and I did some laundry. And it used to be the bane of my existence. I found a shirt that my
Can
husband did not turn inside out. I'll wrap up. And I was reminded, yeah, I used that opportunity to think about how much I love him. And that's my whole life today, is I think about opportunities that have been given to me so that I can live this life of joy and light. And I encourage anybody who doesn't do it to start doing it. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Nancy P. Up next, we have Ann M. Go right ahead, Ann.
Hi, this is Ann M. from North Carolina.
am grateful, recovering compulsive overeater. I wanted to share on this paragraph because I have been doing this very consistently with a partner for about 2 years now. It has made a huge difference in my life. And the biggest difference that I have noticed is that when I do the review at night in the way that it is spelled out here in the book, it bleeds into the day so that when little things crop up, the resentments, the fears, the opportunities to be selfish or dishonest, I am much quicker to stop them in their tracks. And that's the thing that I have noticed the most. So that over time, I have noticed that my nightly review has gotten less filled with examples of fears, resentments, selfishness, etc., and more filled with, I can honestly say that I had very few disturbances today, that when they cropped up, I immediately turned them over to God, the God of my understanding, and was able to let go of them. And that, to me, is the most beautiful part of doing this nightly review. And with that, I pass. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Ann M. from North Carolina. Up next, we have Roz G. Roz, go right ahead. You'll be taking us up today.
Hi, Jen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, which is in Los Angeles County. And I don't think I have anything different to say than anybody else. Just to say that this has given me a nightly habit of checking in with myself, and it has taught me how to be more honest. I send this, you know, the big book doesn't say we have to send this to people. It's just, you know, something that we can do within ourselves. But I have found it to be so much more rewarding to be able to send it to people and to be able to receive. I receive a few of these every day, and I give a few of these every day. And as I've heard in the shares, it has, you know, it has changed my direction in how what kind of a human being I want to be. It has given me the capacity to be honest because I'm resentful at something quite often, but it has also taught me how to recognize when I'm resentful at something, when I am dishonest, and when I need to make an amends, and when I'm keeping a secret. I didn't get into this program to keep secrets, and I'm able to, because I send this review to people I trust, I'm able to tell the truth about things. And, it just leaves room for me to say, God, show me corrective measures. And I can use those corrective measures into the next day. So pausing when agitated is my theme this year. And I'm able to look to say, Roz, did you pause today? Or did you just act on impulse and blurt something out that you didn't mean to do? So this has matured me. This is a program of maturity. So many things. It's made me a better woman. And I continue to just be that human being that I'll never graduate from. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass there. And thank you for your service. Bye.
Thanks so much, Roz. All right. Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and end today. Liz, I hope you can share at the next hour. I do appreciate everybody on the line today. Big thank you to Team Wednesday for your service this month, and thank you to everyone who shared today on the line and who was here sharing the meeting with us. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour and study immediately following the closing. So here's the share ID for today. Grab your pen and paper if you're interested in listening to this awesome meeting recaptured. It's Wednesday, March 26, 2025, and the share ID is 22,290. That's 22290. I will now close the reading. Oh, sorry, I won't. We will now close the reading with the big book on page 164. Will Lynn S. please read A Vision for You? Lynn S., are you there?
Hi, yes. Sorry, Jen. I thought I was
Thank
unmuted.
You. It's okay. Okay.
Our book ahead. Is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God to understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.